Hello. Okay, here we are. What's up? Welcome to the podcast, Under 10 Fitness, the podcast all about health and fitness under 10 minutes. My name is Drew Smith. I'm your host. Of course, I am a personal trainer, competitive powerlifter, and I just love talking about health and fitness. And I'm here with Davina. What's up, Davina?
How are you?
I'm good. So what we're doing today is we're up at CrossFit 7070 in Monument, Colorado, which is about 20 miles north of Colorado Springs, where I normally podcast from. And we're running a WOD. Is that right?
We are. We're running the 31 Hero WOD.
Yeah, so tell everybody about that.
Well, the 31 Hero WOD is in August of 2011. There was 11 Navy SEALs that were killed, along with their dog. And so we're just raising money today for their families.
That's right, and it's a lot of fun. You got a barbecue going on. It smells delicious. It's about time to eat because we're hungry. We already ran our WOD.
We did. You and I both did.
And you were the crazy one. You put on a weight vest and carried extra weight?
And carried extra weight. Yep. My husband is actually one of the trainers here, and he's gone in Africa. So doing it for him.
Oh, so that makes sense. You were carrying his weight for him.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, because I saw you doing that, and I was like, well, I better just grab this weight over here, because she's got all of them handled, so I just picked some other weights. So tell us about yourself and how you got involved with the gym and what you do here. And
well, actually, the head trainer here, Johnny, I've been friends with him for a while, and we were doing CrossFit out of his garage for a while, just the neighborhood girls. And I had a friend that owns a hockey rink up here, and he was looking for a CrossFitter. And I said, I got this. I know people. What can we do? And so he offered his gym to us. We started there with like 20 people, and then it just grew to this. Now we moved from there, and we're here. But my husband's been doing CrossFit for years, and so got our family into it about a year ago, all of us, including my two kids. So we're CrossFitting family now.
That's awesome. It seems to be kind of the attitude around here. Lots of family. It's a good atmosphere. Lots of positivity. People are like, I don't know. You all seem like brothers and sisters.
We do. We're a big family, and everybody just kind of takes up the slack for whenever somebody else is missing. So it's really nice.
So what kind of success have you had with CrossFit?
Well, I mean, I used to not be able to run at all. And now I can maybe run 400 meters, which is a lot for me.
Well, you were running with weight on you as well.
I was. So, I mean, other than that, I mean, it's taken me from, I don't know, 25, 35 pounds heavier to now. And I feel stronger. So it's really changed our life, our entire family.
Okay, and how's your body feel? Are you moving around easier?
I am. I'm more mobile. I feel better, and I look better, and everybody notices, and it makes me go, yes, I'm going to keep doing this.
You seem very positive. You just pop out of bed in the morning, ready to work out?
I actually don't. I come to the 6 o'clock class, and everybody in our box knows when I walk through that door, don't talk to her, because I am so mean. But that's why I come to the nighttime classes, because it's so much better for me.
Well, you've warmed up a little bit. It's afternoon right now. It's probably around noon or so, and you're pretty happy now. So
I am. It was a good workout, and it was good for a good cause. So
it's been a lot of fun. So when's your husband due back?
He is coming back the end of October. This is our 9th deployment, so I'm not new to this at all.
Okay, how long has he been gone?
Since Mother's Day.
Okay, and you're probably pretty excited.
I am. We'll just see what happens next.
Are you going to get him to work out here with you?
Oh, he's actually a trainer here.
So the first thing he does when he gets back is probably going to...
He will probably come here before he actually comes home.
Right? So have you talked to him about what he's doing in Africa? Does he train out there? Or?
He does. Him and his soldiers train. He's part of a special forces team out there. So there's a team of 12, and they train every day, CrossFit. So.
Awesome. Okay, do they have a gym out there? Or?
They don't. They work out in the mud and in the dirt, and they have weights and stuff there, but that's how they do it.
That sounds awesome, just getting muddy and dirty. So what is your favorite movement?
Probably a thruster.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So today I was in my element with those thrusters.
Thrusters are hard. They're no joke.
They're not, but I like them, and I don't know. I love that. I love that movement.
Yeah, because it's a squat and overhead press. You get your whole body into it. I feel like I can't breathe when I'm doing them.
Yeah, I mean, you have to learn how to breathe through it. I mean, it's just like running. I can't run worth anything, but once you do it, you do it. You just start learning how to breathe through it.
Yeah, that's a lot of fun. So do you have any, as a CrossFit member, do you have any kind of tips or tricks for anybody who's just starting or new to working out?
Yeah, actually, today at the 10 o'clock WOD, I had several of my neighborhood friends ask me, hey, what's going on at your guys' box this weekend? I'm hearing all about this. They've never WODed. they came today and they just started slow. So I think the biggest thing was for everybody, they were psyching themselves out going, oh my gosh, we're working with all these people who are so into this and they've done this for a while. But those girls came in here and they rocked it and they did what they could when they could. And I think what helped one of them, she said before she left, that everybody being positive and telling everybody, go, you can do this. She's like, I think I might come back. So...
Because one of the things that you need to remember when you're first starting is that you're not going to be the best. And what you're doing is you're basically setting a start point. Like, okay, this is my baseline. Now, if I can just get better, a little better, and a little better every time, you'll see success that way, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, when we first started this a year ago, I couldn't do a thruster to save my soul. I used a little PVC pipe. Now, today, I did 75 pounds. So, you know, it took a year, but it was just etching away a little bit at a time and getting to where you want to be, so...
That's a fantastic story. I wish you all the best and success, and you're probably going to crush it some more. Are you doing another WOD today, or are you done?
No, we're done. Tomorrow's our rest day, so back to it on Monday.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your time. It's been a pleasure to meet you, and thanks for letting me hang out.
Thanks so much for coming and helping us today.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.